Greetings, all those out there walking with Jesus every day in the month of June. Walking day by day in the Gospel of John. And today is episode 4. And we begin chapter 3 of the Gospel of John. Yesterday, for episode 3, we had two events. We went to a wedding in Cana, went down to Capernaum for a couple days, and ended up in Jerusalem. And Jesus cleansed the temple. So today, we move on from there. We get our mind and our heart in the right place, take a deep breath, and empty out all the clutter, open the mind, cleanse the heart. Got my little cup of Joe here. So good. Actually drinking out of my Great Pumpkin Patch mug, which I received from Vine Street Christian Church during the interview process. It was part of the bribe, you know. I don't know if it was legal, but I love this mug. And we've got the votive candle lit. The monks are chanting. It's a morning after a rainy night, and it's beautiful out, and the birds are singing, and everything out in creation's been baptized once again. So it's time to start. Get your things together. Get your walking sandals on. Jesus is about to encounter an interesting character. We're going to do the whole chapter today, chapter 3. Let's begin. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Continuing. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized. John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because water was abundant there, and people kept coming and were being baptized. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now, a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and a Jew. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly things. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted his testimony has certified this, that God is true. He whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has placed all things in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's wrath." What wonderful dialogue there. We bring John the Baptist into the picture and just go deeper and deeper with who Jesus is. You thought the story with Nicodemus and the whole John 3:16 and 3:17 was the highlight of chapter 3, but lo and behold, the real gift comes after Jesus and John the Baptist are together and a dialogue starts about who Jesus is and why he is greater and the role of John the Baptist, that he must decrease so that Jesus must increase. See, there's a transition going on in their ministries. When John is finally imprisoned, then Jesus' ministry officially starts in the Gospel of Mark. Remember, there's this handoff that we go to the next level. Well, anyway, let's not get caught in a commentary. What a wonderful evening last night in the discussion group, and thanks to everyone who participated. Just some really rich stuff, great stuff, some mind-expanding and heart-soothing stuff about who God is and who Jesus is and what it means for us. And speaking of Jesus, let us hear from him one more time from the devotional Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Here's Jesus' words for you today. Welcome challenging times as opportunities to trust me. You have me beside you and my spirit within you, so no set of circumstances is too much for you to handle. Let me repeat that. Jesus says, you have me beside you and my spirit within you, so no set of circumstances is too much for you to handle. When the path before you is dotted with difficulties, beware of measuring your strength against those challenges. That calculation is certain to riddle you with anxiety. Without me, you wouldn't make it past the first hurdle. The way to walk through demanding days is to grip my hand tightly and stay in close communication with me. Let your thoughts and spoken words be richly flavored. Let your thoughts and spoken words be richly flavored with trust and thankfulness. Regardless of the day's problems, I can keep you in perfect peace as you stay close to me. And thus concludes another day, episode 4, John in June and Walking with Jesus. Until tomorrow, we pray that God stays right beside you and the Spirit of Christ stays within you and you see the world as nothing that you two together cannot handle.